December 23, the soul winner's reward. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. When I think of those words of Daniel, I find myself waking up in the night and repeating them over and over. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Look at the sun and the stars marshaled in the heavens and known by their names. The Lord says, they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. In order to determine how important are the interests involved in the conversion of the soul from truth to error, we must appreciate the value of immortality. We must realize how terrible are the pains of the second death. We must comprehend the honor and glory awaiting the ransomed, and understand what it is to live in the presence of Him who died that He might elevate an ennoble man and give to the overcomer a royal diadem. The worth of a soul cannot be fully estimated by finite minds. How gratefully will the ransomed and glorified ones remember those who were instrumental in their salvation. No one will then regret his self-denying efforts and persevering labors. His patience, forbearance, and earnest heart yearnings for souls that might have been lost had he neglected his duty or become weary in well-doing. Now these white-robed ones are gathered into the fold of the great shepherd. The faithful worker and the soul saved through his labor are greeted by the Lamb in the midst of the throne and are led to the tree of life and to the fountain of living waters. With what joy does a servant of Christ behold these redeemed ones who are made to share the glory of the Redeemer. How much more precious is heaven to those who have been faithful in the work of saving souls. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars. What is done through the cooperation of men with God is a work that shall never perish, but endure through the eternal ages.